We've produced a new CD of two sermons preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin, one for Lent and one for Easter. And we'll send you this new CD for any size donation during the season of Lent. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check, Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And for any size gift between now and April 12th, we'll send you a CD of one of Todd's Lent and Easter sermons.
You know, even though Issues Etc. is only on live 2 hours a day, and of course on demand anytime you want to listen to Issues Etc. at our website, issuesetc.org, or at iTunes, you can always listen. You can also always call us. Now, sometimes when you call, you're going to get the comment line, the number 618-223-8384. It's there, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, rain or shine, to take your questions, your comments, your criticisms. We always like to hear those, or any show suggestions you may have. If you're listening as one of those on-demand listeners and you're weeks behind, like many of them are, that's fine. We love our on-demand listeners. And if you've got a question about something we talked about weeks ago, that's great. Call us, 618-223-8384, and ask your question. We'll listen to the comment line, we'll play it on the air, and we'll answer your question. That's how it works. 618-223-8384, the Issues Etc. listener comment line. In fact, let's get a few comments. We always begin, when we play comments, if he has one there, with Issues Etc. on Issues Etc.'s own Paul Harvey.
This is Harry of Arlington Heights with thoughts on the profitability of polemics. As a high school student, I carried in my wallet a slip with these words: every person I meet, no matter what his station in life, is in some way my superior, and in that, I can learn of him. That profitability is that you learn how and why your companion takes his stand. You have your view recast in sharper focus as you receive the view of another. You add to your store of history, statistics, and tactics. You gain simulation for new levels of thought from the thoughts of others, and you learn even from your protagonists. My high school wallet was right. That theme persists in my home library, where every fifth book is by or about someone or something with whom or with which I disagree. That tallies up to more than 1,000 of my books by authors with whom I am prepared to go to the mat in debate on core issues, while at the same time I gain much, as has been the case in some I've read recently, Jesus of Nazareth by Joseph Ratzinger, alias Pope Benedict XVI, Every Man's Talmud by Rabbi Abraham Cohen, A Letter to a Christian Nation by atheist Sam Harris, Reformed Judaism by Rabbi Sylvan Schwartzman, Origin of the Species by Charles Darwin, and Dreams of My Fathers by Barack Obama. From the Pope, I value his exegesis on the word begotten. From the Talmud, I learned of Judaism's classic struggle with the concept of Messiah. From atheist Sam Harris, I gain statistical data that will be useful. From Rabbi Schwartzman, I saw the parallel between Jewish and Christian sect divisions. From Charles Darwin, I learned that he was far more open to reason than his disciples. And from Obama's autobiography, I see a microcosm of his current programs. The greatest gain from sporting a willing ear is the opportunity to chart the path across the very ground you must tread to reach the heart of another with gospel truths, albeit often on the other side of the law. Thank you.
All right, Issues Etc. His own Paul Harvey. Harry, thank you very much for that comment. And in fact, Harry was in the studio here late last week, and got a chance to look at my library. Apparently, Harry has one of 6,000 volumes. I don't know how many I have, nothing near 6,000, probably more like 1,500. And he even offered to come in and organize it for me, because when LCMS Inc. finally got around to sending my books to me, well over 1,000 books, easy, they did a pretty good job of messing them up, and it's very hard to reorganize them. Harry says, well, you know, I got librarian's blood running through my veins. I think I will come in sometime and in his leisure help organize my library. That would be very nice, although he doesn't have to do that. I'll just let Jeff crawl around between the stacks and figure out where all those books are, like we've been doing for the last 8 or 9 months. So thank you for the comment. And yes, the best way to understand anyone's ideas is to get them straight from that person. That's why we do those issues, et cetera, interviews that we have for so many years. I call them let the horse speak interviews, where we simply let someone with whom we disagree explain in the best way they can here on the air what it is they believe. And then we can respond afterwards. But you got to get it from the horse's mouth, don't you? Some comments from the Issues, Etc. comment line. Here's the latest recording from the Issues, Etc. comment line.
Pam, it's Barb. Kick up. Bye.
Apparently, Barb needs Pam to call her back. So, I don't know. No Pam works here. Am I right? No Pam works here. But we'll take any comment. When I say we'll take any comment, I mean we will take any comment. Praise, criticism, suggestions, whatever it may be. The number again, 618-223-8384, the comment line here at Issues, Etc. Here's a comment about people listening to Issues, Etc. all around the world.
Yes, I've listened to the On Demand and heard the statement on the telephone call from the gentleman from Finland calling in from the other side of the Atlantic. I appreciate that information. And it's good to know that Issues, Etc. is now clearly reaching around the world with the World Wide Web. If you come across more instances of foreign callers coming in from the World Wide Web like that, I'd like to think it'd be good to keep posted, keep the listeners advised of that, that Lutheran Public Radio Issues, Etc. is now a significant international voice based in confessional Lutheranism, and providing support to the fundamentals of Christendom in the confession of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and the topics that are supported by that worldview. That's a great blessing. Just wanted to make that comment. Keep us informed, if it's possible, about the contacts coming in from around the world. Thank you.
No, believe me, we will. We will. You know, we get email from people, and we get email from people all over the world, and that's one way we try and keep people informed. If you listen to Friday's program, when we go through listener email, you'll often we like to say where people are listening, because it really does matter to us that we have people listening all over the place. The well of the on-demand listener is rather deep now, and it's also rather wide. It casts a pretty wide net, so we're happy about that. And especially those who listen in foreign lands, wherever they may be. Now, the best way that you could tell us, if you're listening to us on demand, or for that matter, live, somewhere else in the world, any other country, any city, state, doesn't make any difference, you can call the comment line and leave a comment saying, this is where I listen, this is what I love about Issues, etc., or this is where I listen and this is what I don't like about Issues, etc., as long as you listen. That comment line, 618-223-8384. Sure, you can email us, but the best way to get your voice heard, people let people like our caller there know where people are listening around the world to Issues, etc., just leave a comment on the comment line and be sure to tell us where you listen. 618-223-8384. Jeff and I marvel at the medium, the new medium that is now opened. Even as terrestrial radio begins its long and slow decline, it'll never disappear, but it's beginning a long and slow decline, another medium has risen, not to take its place entirely, but to take a new place. And what we discover is that just like in the early days of radio, people are sitting there trying this out. They're trying to figure out, what can we do with this? How does this medium how does it work? Not technologically, but how does it work with the people who are at the other end? The same thing is happening with the internet. Now, the internet, of course, is not new, but the way people utilize it is constantly changing. We find it fascinating, but we also want to be there not necessarily on the cutting edge of it, but we want to be there right where that medium is doing its best work. On-demand listening is one of those ways. If you would have told me when I started in radio, when I first started pushing buttons back in my seminary days, that people would be listening all around the world and that they'd be able to listen to what they want when they want with a tiny little thing no bigger than a credit card. I got one sitting right here on my desk. And they'd be able to store it, listen to it, hours and hours and hours of it. I would have said, you're talking about the distant future. Well, it isn't the distant future. It's the present. And there's an opportunity, a door open here with this kind of communication that we haven't seen probably since television. First it's radio, then it's television, and then it's the internet. Now, is there a lot of nonsense and problems with the content of the internet? Of course there is. But it shouldn't stop us from using this medium, as long as we always remember that the medium and the message are never neutral with one another. We have to be aware of what this medium does. But, you know, I see as a radio person, I see the extension of on-demand listening, podcasting, live streaming, all of those things. What are they? They're simply an extension of what used to be done through the broadcast airwaves. And now it's being done through a different medium with a much larger reach than ever before, than was ever possible before. And guess what? It's a heck of a lot cheaper. You don't have to own a radio station to do good radio anymore. You don't. You don't have to own a radio station to do good radio. The medium now has moved past that. Our Issues Etc. book of the month for March is called the Lutheran Study Bible. You can find out it by going to the internet. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, and right there on the homepage, you'll find the Lutheran Study Bible, or call Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, and ask about the Lutheran Study Bible. I'm Todd Wilkin. More comments from the comment line after this. Why don't you hit me with your best shot? Hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. Diane Vasquez, Bill Haslam, Larry Prom, Diane Gaylor, Chris Anderson, Martin Twombly, Marilla Vosper, Pastor Alex Large, Miki Harmelink, and Paul Harmelink. Thanks for your support.
We at NewReformationPress.com are committed to providing a hand-picked selection of books and teaching materials that educate, inform, and entertain while relentlessly focusing on the gospel. Discover our growing library of resources by Dr. Rod Rosenblatt of the White Horse Inn radio program, including his powerful address, The Gospel for Those Broken by the Church, or Bible in an Hour by Pastor Wade Butler. And be sure not to miss our selection of t-shirts, gifts, and artwork. NewReformationPress.com. Finally, Reformation theology made accessible.
Educating a new generation of Lutherans, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Mount Zion Lutheran Church, Greenfield, Wisconsin. Pilgrim Lutheran, West Bend, Wisconsin. Messiah Lutheran, Lebanon, Illinois. Zion Lutheran, Accident, Maryland. Redeemer Lutheran, Jackson, Wyoming. Messiah Lutheran, Marysville, Washington. Trinity Lutheran, Millstadt, Illinois. Our Savior Lutheran, Houston, Texas. St. Matthew's Lutheran, Bon Terre, Missouri. Good Shepherd Lutheran, Lincoln, Nebraska. Hope Lutheran, St. Louis, Missouri. Trinity Lutheran, Austin, Texas. Good Shepherd Lutheran, Collinsville, Illinois. Luther Memorial Chapel, Shorewood, Wisconsin. Christ Lutheran, Oak Park, Illinois. Bethany Lutheran, Naperville, Illinois. Emmanuel Lutheran, Dearborn, Michigan. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click Sponsors. The Issues Etc. 300. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. 10 more minutes listening to the Issues Etc. comment line with you on this Monday afternoon, March the 30th, then hour two of the program. Marjorie Dannenfelser will be our guest. We'll talk with her about President Obama's nominee to head the White House's Office of Legal Counsel, a bad choice, some are saying, because she happens to be very, very pro-choice, radically pro-choice. We'll talk more about that in about 10 minutes. Then we'll talk about the flooding in North Dakota with Pastor Carlos Hernandez, and Dr. James Nestegan will join us a little bit later, too, to talk about a new report on human sexuality issued by a task force of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. That's coming up in the second hour of the program. Next, a comment about a recent show on Scripture Alone.
Hi, this is Ken from Orlando. I really enjoyed your conversation with Pastor Parks regarding Sola Scriptura. I thought he did an excellent job refuting the arguments of Patrick Madrid. I thought it was interesting that Patrick Madrid made the point that tradition was somehow free from twisting or misinterpretation, and he seemed to compare it to the verse in Peter's epistle, which talked of Paul's writings being easily twisted and misinterpreted. But a number of years ago, you had a show on Mormon scholars who found support for their heretical doctrines in the writings of the early church fathers. This, to me, would seem to undermine that assertion that somehow tradition is free from misinterpretation. Also, I think that verse that Madrid chose proves too much, because it goes on to say that Paul's writing is considered scripture, and this is long before any church council ostensibly decided which books should go into the Bible and be declared scripture. And also, Paul himself, in his letter in 1 Timothy, refers to the Gospel of Luke as scripture. It was huge that already, within the first century, the church is considering certain writings of scripture without any church council having to get together to prove the fact or decide which books go into the Bible. Thank you.
It's a great, great point. Smartest listeners in radio, no doubt about it. Smartest listeners in radio. He's referring to a conversation we had with Pastor Stephen Parks responding to Roman Catholic apologist Patrick Madrid criticizing sola scriptura, scripture alone. Okay, first of all, I think you're right about Paul's writings there. It does prove too much in the sense that they're referred to as scripture. And by the way, when Peter says that Paul's writings aren't easy to understand, I don't think he means that Paul is kind of a mixed-up thinker who is incoherent or unclear. I think what he means is Paul doesn't know how to use a period. Have you ever read Ephesians in the original language, those of you who can? A whole stretch of verses that in English translations are turned into about four or five sentences are one long run-on sentence from the pen of St. Paul. And of course, Paul is kind of like the first George Bush president. Remember how he would talk extemporaneously? He would begin one sentence and then he would take a detour into another sentence and then another, another. And eventually, hopefully, he got back around to what he was saying at the beginning. That's St. Paul. Now, I think that's what Peter means when he says some of his writings are difficult to understand. He doesn't necessarily mean that Paul is oblique or obscure or opaque. In fact, experience teaches this, that reading St. Paul has proven for the Christian church to be some of the most crystal clear teaching found in Scripture. Paul has been used many places as that touchstone of the bright light that is able to shine light on the darker portions of Scripture. So it's a bogus criticism, especially to use Peter against Paul. But the commenter is also right. Whatever criticism you level at Scripture in criticism of sola scriptura, and whatever other authority you may include alongside Scripture or instead of Scripture, whatever criticism you level at Scripture, you have to level it at your other source of authority too. If you say Scripture is unclear, then you have to defend the clarity of your tradition too. And what's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. Or if it's if you say, well, Scripture isn't sufficient, well, okay, prove to me that tradition is. Very good comment. Smartest listeners in radio. Here's a comment about our recent interview with Dr. David Scare about Lutheranism and Pentecostalism.
Your recent segment about Pentecostalism and Lutheranism was helpful in highlighting the importance which confessional Lutherans place on God's working through the ordinary means of grace, word and sacrament, in contrast to the Pentecostalist who looks for God's speaking to him directly, a sort of spirit-to-spirit communication. I'd recommend to your listeners a simple screening test for creeping Pentecostalism in your local churches. Question one, is the overhead and or LCD projector illuminated during the divine service? In other words, do you light more than candles? If so, number two, does your congregation sing songs from publishers such as Integrity or Vineyard? If it does, you're allowing Pentecostal lyricists to teach during your divine service. Why is someone who knows no confessional theology allowed to teach in your church because he knows three guitar chords? I forget who the writer in antiquity was who said this, but he said something like, I care not about the laws of the people. Just let me write their songs and I shall rule them. This is Bob from Vermont. Good night.
Wow, Bob. Thank you very much. I'll say it again. Smartest listeners in radio. There's no doubt about it. I like his little test for creeping Pentecostalism. I've said many times and written several times that the Pentecostal, the charismatic movement in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod didn't die. It just changed addresses. It didn't go away. It didn't move away. It just moved into the house we call church growth. And church growth has achieved all the ends of the charismatic movement and more in its long 30-year influence in mainline Protestantism. It has turned non-denominational evangelicalism, essentially in practice, into softcore Pentecostalism. It has. It's been very, very successful. I do like his question, why is it that someone is allowed to teach in your church through song when their only qualification is they know three guitar chords? Great question. Thank you very much, Bob. Here's one final comment about the cancellation of Issues Etc. by LCMS Inc. and KFUO Radio.
Hey, guys. My name is Jeff. I'm an on-demand listener, as you call us. I'm just now listening to your March 18th program. As far as your questions regarding truth, give it up, go on. You were fired because of the truth, so by all means, they're never going to go back and acknowledge the truth. But other folks have said it better. I can't. You know why you were fired. My version is blind guides. By all means, keep up the good work. We promise to support you in all the ways that you need to be supported. What a joyous day to remember finding out all the friends you have, and you're only getting more friends. We love you, and we're friends you may never see, but by golly, we're here. And God's blessings. Keep it up. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you very much, and we know you're there. And we deeply appreciate all the friends that not only we discovered we had, but the new ones that we've made as well. And you're right. Move on. We have. Get on with life. We certainly have. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Unanswered questions? Yes. And should we insist on the truth even when we know the truth isn't going to be told? Yes. I don't think Christians should ever compromise in that manner. If someone won't tell you the truth, that doesn't mean you stop insisting on the truth. In fact, it's all the more reason to insist on the truth, even when you know that you're never going to get the answers you want. But Christians believe that the truth is grounded in God Himself. And so, insofar as we worship and adore our God, who is the source of truth, we ought to love and pursue the truth in every matter. So whatever deception you may find, or obfuscation, or lack of transparency you may find, especially in the church, no excuse for it. No excuse for it. The church should be able to do its business, literally and figuratively, in such a way that the truth never has to be hidden or twisted or spun. If you go to our website tonight, issuesetc.org, and look under the promote page, you're going to find something called the Issues Etc. 300. This is 300 congregations who pledge to include Issues Etc. in their mission or advertising budget to the tune of $1,000 a year. This is vital for the continuation and expansion of Issues Etc. You can find out how your congregation can become one of the Issues Etc. 300, a growing number, by going to our website, issuesetc.org. Click promote. You'll find a flyer there ready to print out and hand to your congregation, your pastor, and you can talk to them about making your congregation one of the Issues Etc. 300. issuesetc.org. Click promote. The Issues Etc. 300. Hour two is next. When we come back, we'll be talking first with Marjorie Dannensfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List. We'll talk with her about President Obama's nominee to head the White House Office of Legal Counsel. We'll talk with Dr. James Nestegen of Luther Seminary about a new human sexuality report out from the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. It's really about homosexuality. And we'll talk with Pastor Carlos Hernandez about the flooding in North Dakota. Tomorrow on the program, Lutheranism and the Civil War with Dr. Martin Noland. Stay tuned.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.